little bit of Fat Guy Radio Show.
This episode is brought to you by Playapod, the best cross-platform podcast app for iOS and Android. Just visit playapod.com and download it for free.
Hey Siri, remind me to listen to Fat Guy Radio Show on Thursdays at 7 p.m. on fatguyradioshow.com.
Today's show is brought to you in part by Target at fatguyradioshow.com/Target. Have it delivered to your door or picked up at your favorite store. No matter which way you like it, always shop Target at fatguyradioshow.com/Target.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show. Show.
Welcome to another Fat Guy Radio Show, ladies and gentlemen, for Thursday, May 2nd. May the 4th be with you. I am your host, Corey Blaze, also known as the Wing King.
The Wing King.
It's like the Wingdings.
Not the Wingdings. Not the font on the Webdingers. The typer program there. I'm talking about the Wingdings. Wing Kings.
Dang it. The Wing King Wingding.
Now you got me saying it.
The Wingding Wing King with the Wing Bing Bing. Ring Ding Ding.
It has to do with food. He probably is the king.
It does have to do with food. And I'm so glad you brought that up, DA, because I have a food recommendation because I am the Wing King. Okay.
All right. What's up?
I probably am behind the times on this.
Probably.
I can't picture you behind much.
I'm probably behind. You son of a monkey.
Just let that one settle real quick.
Just right out of the gate. There he is, ladies and gentlemen, right out of the gate. I have a recommendation, and it's the reason why I say I'm behind the times on it, because it's not a place that's like new, or at least I don't think it is, but it's new to me.
Okay.
Chick-fil-A.
Not Chick-fil-A, I'm sorry.
That's Burger King has new chicken wings.
It is not Burger King.
Impossible Whopper.
Nope, it's not the Impossible Whopper.
Wingstop.
Were you there?
Really?
It's Wingstop.
Nah.
Dude, I have a raving recommendation for Wingstop because I've tried it for the first time last week, and you know what? The big guy, it doesn't happen too often, but I was impressed.
Rick Ross has been talking about Wingstop and lemon pepper chicken wings since 2006.
I was getting Wingstop in 2005 in high school.
Okay, yeah. I told y'all at the beginning I'm behind the times.
Way behind.
You are 15 years behind
the rappers' time. Own franchises of Wingstop. That's how far behind you are.
Nelson Mandela was eating Wingstops in prison.
In prison.
For 22 years.
Yeah, are you telling me that when Jesus lost his sandals, it was at a Wingstop?
It was. And they dipped it in the lemon pepper sauce and fried it.
Lemon pepper.
And I ate that crap.
Okay, that doesn't downplay the fact that Wingstop is my number one stunner.
Which wings did you get?
I got the all original. I got the lemon pepper.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And then I got the other half. Just hot wings. Just their classic hot.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Because it was my first time.
Yeah. I like the Louisiana rub.
I didn't try the Louisiana
rub. I do like the Louisiana rub.
Yeah, those are good.
Because they're dry.
Yeah, I like
that. They're a dry, spicy wing.
Yeah.
Now, let me tell you how and why I ended up at Wingstop. Because I was having a craving, as I do often.
I'm sure.
Of course.
For some hot wings. And believe it or not, KFC had a really nice set of hot wings. I just love the way that they had their those spicy wings at KFC.
The what is it? Louisiana hot?
No. This was their standard.
No. Or no, it's Louisiana, right?
KFC. They did have the Louisiana chicken.
KFC had this Louisiana chicken. Oh my god! It's limited time, and every time they bring it out, I love it. It's this super wet strip with pickles. Mm. And it's so bomb.
So they did have the Louisiana chicken, but they also had a standard menu item of hot wings.
Okay.
That was prepared like, not the extra crunchy, but in between extra crunchy and original KFC, the way that they cook. And it was good wings. So I went to KFC last week and I was like, hey, can I get a box of 20 of your wings? Mm-hmm. And they said, we no longer serve wings.
Wow.
And so I thought it was just that particular KFC.
A box of how many?
Don't worry about that.
Did he say 20?
No, he said 35.
Yeah. So okay. I ordered a vat of chicken wings. So I went to one KFC. I wanted these wings so damn bad, dude. Mm-hmm. I went to another KFC clear on the other side of town because, you know, KFCs aren't like Circle K's and QT's here in Phoenix. Mm-hmm. They are like far and in between.
Yeah.
So I went to one KFC on Pinnacle Peak Road. Mm-hmm. And then I went to another KFC on the Union of the Hills. Mm-hmm. And both of them said they don't have wings. And I was like, okay. So then the one on the second store, I said, okay, is this now, you know, are you guys just out? And they're like, no, we've taken them off the menu. We are no longer serving wings.
Wow.
Which I did not know. That was like the only, my only go-to thing at KFC were those damn wings.
See, the problem was Corey didn't go often enough. So they'll hit the black once every 2 months when Corey got the craving for them. But if he would have went every week, like he really wanted to go, they hit the black every month and they would have kept them around.
Oh, hit the black like they're making a profit. Yeah. Got it.
So because I cut back for a while, I sent the KFC stock tumbling.
Is that what happened to the McRib too?
No, the McRib.
It's seasonal.
Yeah. It's kind of like Leinenkugel beer.
What are you talking about,
the summer
bro?
Shandies?
Who are you talking to?
Leinenkugel.
I know about the McRib.
I'm sure you do.
I should have a shirt that says Body by McRib.
You have the body. You should have a shirt that says Body by the McCow.
Ew. Corey once, I once saw Corey eating a cow, a burger off the backside of a cow.
So with KFC not having the wing, I saw a TV commercial because that's what all my life is filled with now, is watching TV alone.
I believe it. Keep going. Nothing new.
And I saw a commercial for Wingstop. Mm. And I have seen Wingstop several times. Mm-hmm. I've driven by a couple of them.
And never went.
And never went because I always, anytime I wanted chicken wings, I did the KFC move.
Wow.
So now with KFC not doing the wings anymore, I had to find me a wing backup.
Oh, yeah.
And it was Wingstop. I went to went on the website, did something that I don't normally do, went on the website, ordered them online.
Ooh.
Yep.
Screwed it up because I sent them to the wrong Wingstop location.
Damn.
I ended up having to go 20 minutes from my house versus going 10 minutes from my house.
You could have just went 10 minutes and just ordered and waited.
Right. But I didn't want to do that because it was in the middle of the day. Mm-hmm. I was working. I needed to get back and be done with it. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Okay. The first thing off the bat when I walked in was the smell.
Okay.
The smell of the store immediately took me back to when I was a kid and how my father, God rest his soul, restaurant used to smell.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That right there, immediately I was hooked at that point. Okay. I said, these have got to be good. So I get the wings, right? They come, the order, it's an online order, which I normally don't do because normally they prepare the food way sooner than they tell you. Like they told me it'd be ready in 20 minutes. I had a 20 minute drive. So right after I click order, submitted, I got in the car and headed to the Wingstop location.
Okay.
Got there. Yes, it was sitting, but the smell, I was like taken back. And then I saw that my order had been sitting there. So I'm like, damn it. Fries are going to be soggy. Chicken's going to be cold.
The fries are soggy anyway.
Well, I got it in the car. A 20 minute drive back to the crib. He's like, I did that.
No.
Yeah.
20 minute drive back to my house. And
where's your house again? The crib?
The crib. 20 minute drive back to MTV Cribs and the wings, because they put them in a paper bag, like the old school grocery paper bag, put it in a paper bag, held the heat for a 20 minute drive.
Yeah. Oh, you're talking about the brown bag that
the brown bag that they put the to go order it. It held the heat because at first I was like, this is a big old huge old school grocery bag. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It held the heat. Got home, wings, the lemon pepper wings, perfectly crisp.
Uh-huh.
They maintained their crispiness and it was still juicy on the inside.
Yep.
The hot wings, it wasn't oversauced, it wasn't undersauced, it wasn't too hot. It still maintained its crisp. The wings still maintained their crispiness, and it was delicious. The fries, believe it or not, sogged just a little bit, but when I got down to the bottom or towards the middle of the bottom, they were all good. And the fries immediately took me back too, because they season the fries with seasoned salt.
Yes.
Which is what my father, God rest his soul, used to do in our old family restaurant.
Yes.
So I was having a nostalgia moment from all of this experience with Wingstop. We need to find out if Wingstops are franchised or if they're corporate stores, because we need to do a live show from a Wingstop.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
I'm saying that now. Hi. At Wingstop, it's Corey Blaze, Fat Guy Radio Show. We need to do a live show at one of your locations. I was that blown away.
I'd be now.
Yeah, and to open up my show with a rave about Wingstop is great, but this would not be Fat Guy Radio Show if I didn't cross over and give you something horrible. The IHOP Ultimate Breakfast Feast breakfasting that they're advertising is booty.
Never heard of it.
Don't worry about it. You're not missing anything. The IHOP by my house can lick it. Pinch it and curl it. It was such a brand new IHOP built from the ground up, all fresh and new, smelling great, and ain't got the number one thing, service. No service. I ordered it. It told me online it was going to be 15 minutes. I got to the store. I had to wait another 10 minutes.
Damn.
And then the food was still cold.
What?
It was still cold when I got into the car. And then I ordered this big, huge breakfast feast, you know, and it's got, you know, pancakes and French toast and eggs and Canadian bacon and American bacon and this half of the cow and four times, you know, chicken eggs, and which came first, the chicken or the egg, I don't know, but they were all in there, and everything was in all little separate little individual compartments. It was like a little Lego set that I had to put together just to eat the damn breakfast.
Yeah, it sounds annoying.
It does.
So screw you, IHOP, but Wingstop? Oh, you my number one stunner. Hey, baby.
Fat Guy Radio Show.
My wife is a woman. She is. She's very attractive and thin. I look like I had two wives and I ate one of them. She is amazing. We do everything together. She's my writing partner. She is amazing. I mean, when we're together, I won't let her drive. That's not sexism. I just don't want to die. Yeah. I mean, she can drive my kids around. I don't care about that. But if I'm in the car, no way. I don't want to misrepresent her. She's very forgiving. It's just the forgetting part. You know, I mean, we all aspire to be forgiving. Pope John Paul II forgave the guy who tried to assassinate him. I mean, granted, he was the Pope. It's not you can be like, let's torture this bastard. He was the Pope, so he had to forgive him. But he went to his jail cell and forgave the guy. But then he left. It's not like then he lived with the guy. Like, if the Pope lived with the guy, we would have seen how long that forgiveness would have lasted. Pope, your turn to do the dishes. Didn't you shoot me? I think it's always your turn to do the dishes.
It must be true, because I heard it on the radio. It must be true, it must be true.
Broadcasting live from Studio G at the BDB Radio Network Studios in Glendale, Arizona, it's Fat Guy Radio Show featuring Corey Blaze. Hunched down in the corner office of a more successful business, here's Corey Blaze.
Live from Arizona, USA, and broadcasting to 79 countries with over 750,000 downloads worldwide. Heard by the best fatnatics. This is Fat Guy Radio Show. I'm your host, Corey Blaze, joined by Daniel D.T. Taylor.
Sup, Doug.
And Doug, the D.A. Andrew.
Holla.
Fat Guy Radio Show is an interactive show. Comment on our Facebook Live. Tweet us your comments to @FatGuyRadioShow. You're also welcome to get at us in our DMs. Search Fat Guy Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And today's show, ladies and gentlemen, is brought to you by Home Depot. Yes, yes, yes. Home Depot. Home Depot at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Home Depot. It's that time of year. Yes, Mother's Day. And Home Depot has Mother's Day savings. Up to 25% off select furniture and more. From baseboards to bar carts, Home Depot is your home improvement heaven. The Mother's Day savings start at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Home Depot or through the Home Depot banner. More savings, more doing at Home Depot. And we thank you. Welcome to the Shuddy. Whoa, 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 everybody.
Ooh.
On the fly, that X and Y setting, go ahead and turn that off.
on everything right there up at the top there. Just go ahead and kill that X and Y. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Because I find myself competing against both of you. So we're just going to run it without it. All right, everybody. Welcome to Fat Guy Radio Show. Another fun-filled show packed for you. Yes. So I'm behind the times on the Wingstop thing.
Oh, definitely
way behind
the time.
And the score was so new.
And Ashley King off the Facebook says ATL Wings is where it's at. She didn't say that last part, but she said ATL Wings.
I don't know about ATL Wings.
And there's not that one. There's not that one too far from you.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, there's a couple places that I want to try. There's like this new place called Slapfish. Why is that funny?
Slapfish?
Slapfish is a seafood place. I guess the fish is slapping, but I want to try it because their food looks amazing. They have this lobster grilled cheese sandwich.
Ooh, that sounds bomb.
You're welcome.
Slapfish?
Slapfish.
I'm going to check it out.
On 71st Avenue and Bell Road. So,
okay.
Near the house, up in the Peoria Arrowhead area. Okay. I don't know if there's ones any other place. I think they might be new to Arizona. I'm not sure.
Okay, I'm totally down to try that.
Oh, Bush's Chicken too is really good.
Bush's Chicken, they're building a Bush's Chicken up there in that Arrowhead area as well.
It's already there, 83rd and Bell, I think.
The thing is about that Arrowhead area, they're building new things. There's a lot of great places over there. Mm-hmm. But one thing that's coming with all these great places is that every place that they built, they put up a new stoplight.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There is, within 2 miles,
yeah,
there has to be 50 stoplights.
Yeah.
That's why I run them. It's horrible.
And there's no way that you get down to a pattern because, you know, I figured out why you can't get to a speed pattern on that stretch of Bell Road in the Arrowhead Mall area.
Give it to me.
Because all of those people coming out of Sun City.
Oh.
Because Sun City's on the other side of the freeway.
Yeah.
So all those Sun City drivers are coming out there thinking that they're still driving the little golf carts. And yeah. They're not. All they're doing is causing a traffic jam when a brother's trying to get over there to get his little chicken.
Yep. And there's a Cadillac dealership right there, too. That's probably messing up.
Great, big, huge Cadillac dealership.
Question.
Answer.
About Sun City. Do you have to be a certain age to live in Sun City?
I think you do.
Yes.
Around Corey's.
Yeah. You have to be literally around my age.
Like.
No, you have to be there. Sun City has a city ordinance because one of our dear listeners, supporter of the show, Fatnatic. Yeah! Fatnatic Bill lives in Sun City. And yes, there are areas of Sun City where they have ordinances that you have to be.
So there are areas
55 plus to live in certain areas. And then, but that's the reason why Youngtown was developed, because Youngtown doesn't have those same ordinances, but it still appeals to the 55 and older crowd.
Okay.
Make sense?
No.
How so? How not?
I mean, it's racist.
It's not racist. It's age discrimination, but that's the way that city was designed. That's the way Walter O. Boswell designed that city.
Is that the real dude that
made
the city?
Yeah.
Why do you know that?
Because I used to work out in Sun City.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I studied all of the histories of it. And the reason why Sun City is named Sun City, because if you look at it from a satellite feed, it's built in the round because Walter O. Boswell envisioned a sun in the middle of the desert. Ergo, Sun City.
He knows way too many random facts, but never heard of a freaking Wingstop.
When you...
How sway?
You son of a biscuit. I'm going to give you a bell for that one. That one was good. You are absolutely right. I have useless facts in
useless,
my brain.
Totally.
But dude, Wingstop blew my mind. But that's what Sun City is.
Okay.
Interesting.
Did that answer your question? Because you still look confused.
I do look confused because I feel like there's city limits have expanded. And those expanding city limits, because I know where Sun City used to be. And the place that I saw this spot, that is like close, super accessible to my job on the 101, and it's not gonna take me that far. But like, it said Sun City like C.
Sun City C.
Yeah.
Okay. There are
that's what I'm saying.
Well,
like,
Peter O'Rourke from space. You know, when you look at it, he envisioned a C off the Sun City.
And that's what I thought, that Thaddeus Bluffington. You know,
Thaddeus Bluffington.
Yeah, founder of Bluffington Sun City A.
Oh, like I'm familiar.
Like
no, there are places that carry the name of Sun City, but that doesn't necessarily make them a part of Sun City because, I mean, Sun City has not expanded. They can't expand. If anything, it's a revolving door.
Yeah, if anything, they should shrink.
Yeah, because
they die. Yeah, they should shrink.
It doesn't shrink.
No, they should shrink.
Younger
when
people
they die.
Are getting older. Older people are dying. It's a revolving door. Walter O. Boswell was a genius.
Oh, my God.
He wanted a community that was for his people designed. They don't even have gates. They don't have gates around their houses.
They drive in golf carts.
Open.
Yeah.
Everything is open. Everything is pristine. Everything is perfect.
So it's easy to case the place.
And everybody, them old people will shoot you with their last breath.
Also, the STD rate.
It's
very high.
The OCD?
No, because...
STD.
Oh, yeah.
Them seniors is getting it in.
Because why not?
What else she got to do before Wheel of Fortune?
Exactly.
I mean, I feel like it's the new Coachella.
I want to jump into this one, but I don't want to get dumped.
Don't get dumped.
I want to jump in.
Repeat after me. Uh-huh. On today's show.
On today's show.
I will not get dumped.
I will probably get dumped.
Dude, I'm telling you.
So, yeah, when I'm old, I'm going to get
freaky. Ashley King off the Facebook says she lives in Youngstown.
She does not live in Youngtown.
What's wrong with Youngtown?
No, that's what she said.
What's wrong with Youngtown?
Youngstown, there's nothing wrong with Youngtown. If you want to live, they got one Jack in the Box and they barely got a Starbucks 2 years ago.
So what are some of the crossroads of Youngtown?
I would say 107th Avenue and Grand. Because
that's not far.
Sun City is built right on the armpit of Grand Avenue. Going north.
Look, I know we're an international podcast and we're getting a little local here.
However,
that's basically Peoria.
Well, because
that's not bad.
I'm looking to move.
Don't move there.
Move wherever you want, wherever it's cheap, bro.
You do not want to move into the West Valley.
El Mirage.
Why?
No. El Mirage.
Bucky. You can move to Bucky.
Bucky.
You can move to Tolson.
Tolson.
You can move to Glendale.
Glendale.
I don't want to live in Toll House.
You don't want to live in
a cookie?
No, I might eat it. And like then I won't have a house to live in.
And you know how he cannot stop himself from eating the cookie.
I've noticed his stomach. Oh, that cookie.
He has stomach.
And Ashley King says she does live there and it's she recently moved and it's effing Sun City.
Yeah. Ashley King, you old as hell. AKA 47.
Or move to Maricopa.
Oh God.
I'm definitely that's like to go complete opposite of where I work.
So?
My dad wants me to move to Casa Grande. Granted, they do have affordable housing, but
yeah, you can get a house out in Casa Grande, Arizona, for like $2-3.
Yeah, even cheaper.
But it'd be you, a coyote, and some javelinas out there.
I'm with it.
I don't even think they have Walmart yet.
Yeah, they don't even have.
No, they have a Walmart.
They have a QT.
They do have a QT.
That's luxury living out there.
They have a cutie out there.
They have a cutie.
Oh sure.
Once I move out there. And I don't mind hanging out with Timon and Pumbaa.
You look like an African that would be singing that too.
You can kiss my African. All right, boys. On to something that is really perturbing me, and I'm going to do my best to stay off the porch with this because this is the hot topic right now. DA, it affects you a little bit more than it does me because this is a situation that has been taken care of a long time ago with AJ when he was smaller, but your son is probably right in the thick of it right now, even before he begins going to school.
Uh-oh.
It is the... Are we up on a break?
In like 2 minutes.
Okay. It is the anti-vaxxer movement.
Mm.
Have you heard of this bull crap?
Unfortunately.
Okay. And for those of you that don't know, I don't know what to tell you, but there's this new group that's out there that's talking about anti-vaccinations for your children. There's a measles outbreak in California. Mm-hmm. We're going to go to break a minute early here because I want to get thick into this because I'm a little bit passionate about this. I may or may not be an anti-vaxxer.
Wait, what?
I may or may not be an anti-vaxxer, even though I don't have a dog in the fight because all my kids are at the age where they've gotten all their vaccinations or they can't get their vaccinations at this point.
Okay. I didn't expect you to take that stance.
Yeah. It's going to be really interesting. I might be an anti-vaxxer.
So against the vaccinations, right?
I might
anti-vax.
I might be against the vaccinations.
Huh.
But the interesting thing is, just like with the Leaving Neverland conversation we had on Afterburn, I can almost argue both sides.
Okay.
And I might be able to do that. So let's take a quick break right here. So when we come back, we have a nice thick segment so that we can get it all in. But I want to have a discussion about this, boys, because this is the big thing. It may not be full of the Waka Waka, but you know we always find the Waka Waka.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to take a quick break right here, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back right here on Fat Guy Radio Show.
Rabbit out of my hat.
But that trick never worked.
This time for sure. Presto! Well, I'm getting close.
And now it's time for another special feature.
Hey everybody, it's me, Corey Blaze, and I'm using my radio DJ voice to welcome to the Fatnatic family Spotify listeners. Yes, that's right. Fat Guy Radio Show is now available to stream on the largest growing streaming platform, Spotify. Get the Spotify app for all mobile devices and desktops. We are extremely happy to partner with Spotify and provide another easy and fun way for everyone to get Fat Guy Radio Show. Find us by searching Fat Guy Radio Show on Spotify or visit fatguyradioshow.com/Spotify. Fat Guy Radio Show is now on Spotify. And now, traffic and weather with Skyline Skip. Take it away, Skip!
Fat Guy Radio Show.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn the volume up again, Corey and the guys are back with more.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Amazon. At Amazon, through the Amazon banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com. The Mother's Day gift shop is open. With Mother's Day just around the corner, the Amazon Mother's Day gift shop features unique gifts that will make mom shine. Whether you want to shower mom with spring flowers or personalize a beautiful piece of jewelry with a special message, Amazon has the perfect gift for every kind of mom. Shop now through the Amazon banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com. And for all your Amazon shopping, do it through the Amazon banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com. And we thank you for doing so. Welcome back to the show. All right, so the anti-vaxxer thing, D.A., have you heard about this?
Oh, yeah.
That's been going around, the whole measles outbreak thing and stuff like that. We're not going to get into the weeds of the details, but I just kind of want to give my view and have a discussion about this, because it seems like we've, I don't know, I might err on the side of the conspiracy theorist when it comes to vaccinations.
Okay.
And I think I've said that before on the show. Because no one really knows, unless you are a scientist with a medical background and a major in bacteria, you won't really know what they're putting in you.
Okay.
But it is so mandated. It's the one thing I hate about my day job, my numbers job, that they mandate and require you to get the flu shot every year. Or you are basically put through embarrassment where you have to wear a mask on your face during flu seasons.
Oh,
that's fine.
Okay, it is fine, but you know what? It shouldn't even, in my eyes, it shouldn't even be a topic of discussion. For when it comes to things that we put in our bodies, it should be totally up to us. Do we want them or do we not want them? So with this new anti-vaxxer movement, all surrounding vaccinations and people coming up and saying, hey, you really, there really isn't any benefit to it. You know, and then people saying, well, there is a benefit to it. We eradicated measles years ago and now measles are coming back.
Yeah.
Well, not eradicate. They eradicated polio, but keep going.
Yeah. The same thing.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying.
Yeah. I get the gist.
Here's my take on this. Okay. We have lost so much control over everything. We've got satellites in the sky that take pictures of our homes, our backyards. Our cars have GPS signals. And yes, all of this technology makes life a little easier. But if you really pull the curtain back, all of this technology is traceable and trackable. There ain't a place, everybody on this planet that is walking around with a cell phone, if at any time they so choose so, somebody somewhere can pinpoint your exact longitude and latitude location.
Facts.
Because of your cell phone.
Yes.
We've got a camera on every corner in every city. Mm-hmm. So we have lost a whole lot of control. I mentioned a few months ago about the rise in the new DNA submission packs.
Yeah.
Where they want you to, you know, they're now advertising on TV where they send you a kit, you swab your jaw, you send your DNA, and they tell you where you're from.
Yeah.
Well, I side on this, I err on the side of the conspiracy theorists. Well, okay, once you've used my DNA to tell me where I'm from, where else is my DNA going?
Mm-hmm.
Because no one is sitting there and reading the fine print.
Mm-hmm.
Then the fine print is probably clearly outlined. We are going to catalog your DNA.
Yeah.
We're going to keep your DNA. And here's another thing that I think about when it comes to those DNAs. How the hell are you telling me about I'm related to some Neanderthal knuckle dragger in Africa that existed in 680 BC when they didn't even have DNA capturing capabilities in 1680 BC?
Blow their minds, Corey. Blow their minds.
You see what I'm saying? So we've lost so much control over things that happen around us. The one thing that we do have is our DNA and what we put in our bodies.
Mm-hmm.
We have that control.
Eh.
With the anti-vaccination movement, if that's a thing,
it is.
It is more people saying, you know what? I want to regain some control over what goes in my children's body, what goes in my body. But and by doing that, they're saying, okay, I'm not going to get these vaccinations.
Okay.
Okay. Our bodies are all we have left. We have no control of anything else. And then even with our bodies, we still relax because with all the explosion in fast food, all the chemicals that are in our food, everything that there's many different ways that Big Brother, if you will, I'm telling you, I'm on the side of the conspiracy theorist, that Big Brother can get in our bodies what they want in our bodies, whether they're little microscopic robots that could be activated at the flip of a switch or whatever. And I think vaccinations are another way of introducing controlling agents into our bodies, because if it wasn't such, if it wasn't something that had a little bit more to it, it would not be such a big deal.
Okay.
Because here's another thing. Why is the flu shot such a big deal every year? Every year you hear about get your flu shot, right?
Yes.
You hear about get your flu shot. You hear about get your flu shot. Here's the thing. Why are people still dying from the flu?
Because they didn't get the flu shot.
With the flu shot has died from the flu.
I haven't gotten the flu shot in like 12 years. I'm going to be honest with you.
I've never gotten the flu shot.
And here's and I'm glad you brought that up. My best friend Cheryl, we talked about her kids on the show a couple weeks ago. Her adult children, now in their 30s, mid-30s, have never gotten any of their requirement vaccinations. Now, she did it because of the fact that they were practicing Islam, but she also homeschooled all her kids, so she was never required to get vaccinations to send her children to school. So none of her kids have ever had any vaccinations, and they're fine. So again, I ask myself, what is the purpose of these vaccinations? And the only retort that's all splattered across the news media right now is fear. Fear that the measles is outbreaking in California. Fear that the measles is going here. Let me give you some statistics when it comes to all this fear about the measles, folks. Okay. The last measles death occurred in the U.S. One person died from the measles in the U.S. in 2015, according to CNN.
Okay.
Okay. In 2015, 48.8 million people caught the flu, and 79,400 people caught a death from the flu in 2018, according to the CDC.
Okay.
Okay. Again, the vaccinations, what is their true purpose?
Well, you said one person got the measles. Isn't that the point of the vaccinations, to not catch the measles? So wouldn't that be saying that the vaccinations are working?
But there's only one person dying from. There's only one person that died from them. So now that they're claiming that the anti-vaxxers are wrong, no one has died from the measles in the U.S. since 2015. And now they're just saying that a new outbreak has broken out in California. And I think that that's all based on on California and in New York and I believe in Chicago, they're all saying that these measles outbreaks are coming out. And I think they're just using, they're erring on the side of fear mongering to get people to get these vaccinations again or get these vaccinations back on track. Mm-hmm. When in actuality, there's no scientific proof that these vaccinations are really working. And the biggest vaccination being the flu vaccination. Mm-hmm. Is actually people are still dying from it.
Yeah, and a lot of people, because the flu can hit you in various different ways.
Different strains.
Like they have the H1Z1, I think, was one of them.
Right, which they thought that they had
the
curved.
The bird flu or whatever, yeah.
They thought they had curved. They thought, and here's the thing, they always prepare the flu vaccination for a certain string of flu, and then that season we end up getting a string that shot wasn't prepared for.
Yeah, because the flu is so common, like the cold. There's
like
no
the
shot.
Cold.
There's no shot for the cold.
No.
So I mean, like stuff like that is gonna happen to people. But
that brings up another point, DA. Not to cut you off. If these vaccinations are so damn powerful, how come we don't have a vaccination for the cold? If this science is so protected, so powerful that everybody has required these, how come we don't have vaccinations for the simplest of the most simplest diseases, the flu?
Oh, I thought you were going to say gonorrhea or syphilis.
No, we have vaccinations for gonorrhea and syphilis.
So I get what you're coming from, Corey, and I see where you're coming from, DA. But the real question about this whole thing is, what happened to chicken pox? Because you ain't heard a reported case of chicken pox since you was a kid.
Not, they get chicken pox.
There's chicken pox.
I haven't heard about chicken pox in the past 10 years.
Chicken pox. Chicken
pox is still around, but the chicken pox, the reason why you don't hear about the chicken pox vaccination is because that probably doesn't have what the measles vaccination and the flu vaccination has. That's another thing. If all of these vaccinations are so powerful and so important, how come the flu and now the measles vaccination are the only two that keep getting spotlit? That makes me go back to the fact that there is something more in these shots that we don't know.
What's the alternative then?
The alternative is to live your life. Your grandparents, Dite's grandparents, my grandparents, their great grandparents, they didn't have these vaccinations. And if you look at the timeline, they were living a whole lot longer than we are today.
Yes and no. I mean, they had different food. They were eating
True.
More pure food.
True.
There's other stuff.
But did they have the vaccinations, DA, that we have today?
I don't know.
No, they did not.
Honestly,
when
don't
was
know.
The polio vaccination created?
In the early
40s.
1940s, 1950s.
Yeah, because it's been around for a while, and the reported people having polio dropped.
And to your point, my grandmother says she gets the flu vaccination every year.
She's one out of several of them.
And here's another thing too.
I'm an anti-vaxxer.
She always tells me to go get the. She always says, "Oh, honey, don't forget to go get the. Hey, sugar, go get the flu vaccination." And I said, "Yes, Granny, I'm gonna go do that right now."
Does she pinch
and
your
I never
cheeks?
Do.
Does she pinch your cheeks when she tells you?
Nah, no, she don't do that.
My grandma used to.
She gives me a butter. She gave me a butterscotch though.
Oh, I love butterscotch.
And I take that I take that butterscotch. And I don't go get my vaccination.
Nothing better than a hard candy from your Grammys. What are you going to say, DA?
But no, I was going to say, so your instance, you know somebody that didn't get vaccinations, but her kids were homeschooled.
I know several people that didn't get vaccinations. They were homeschooled up to high school, went to public school up to high school, and they have never had any problems.
And here's another thing about that, too. You don't own your kids.
What do you mean?
The government owns your kids. Once you sign that birth certificate, they are now property of the U.S. government.
You do realize that you were making my point.
Well, yes, that is helping your point. They're property of the U.S. government, and they can take your kids for not getting vaccinated.
Right.
They can do that. It's child endangerment, I believe.
And then let me put the system on trial a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
So vaccinations are what? They're part of the healthcare industry. Am I wrong?
No.
They're part of the healthcare industry, right?
Yeah.
To my knowledge, yes.
Okay. People in this country can't even afford healthcare, therefore they can't even afford the vaccinations. So the system is designed against itself. When you really think about it,
yeah,
the system is telling you to get the vaccinations, but the system is also designed so that people can't afford the vaccinations. But you got to get the vaccinations, but you can't afford the vaccination. It's a vicious circle. The system is designed against itself.
America's great.
Well, I mean, the same thing about like car insurance.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Which is what? government mandated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Healthcare, which is what? Government controlled.
Yeah. Well, it's private. A little bit of both.
It's not. Private industry.
You would know more than I do.
Yeah, exactly. Private industry is driving the government decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And the government decisions are outlaying the policy that private industry is purchasing.
Okay.
So therefore, the government has control over, because the government can refuse the private industry money, but they don't.
Because it's a lot of money.
It is a lot of money. You can buy your policies, and your policies are built against it. You have insurance, car insurance, same thing. You got to get it, but some people can't afford it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's not an option anymore. So even with the vaccinations, the system is telling you, you need to get the vaccinations because people are going to start dying from all of these things, measles and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
But then the healthcare system doesn't even, there's people in Sun City that can't even afford their own medication. Mm. The medication that they need to stay alive. How the hell do you think they're going to be able to afford a vaccination from something for them getting the bumps on their booty?
Are you vaccinated?
I am vaccinated because I was required to get vaccinated because of where I work.
I'm vaccinated. I'm all right.
I'm vaccinated.
Yeah, well, now I'm questioning it.
But here's where here's the other side of the argument, this whole vaccination thing. And I know I'm on my soapbox, so just bear with me, people.
Oh, no,
sorry.
You're fine.
The anti-vaxxers, they have a point. But they've linked themselves to the wrong backing. They are standing on the wrong thing.
Who are they standing on?
They're standing on an episode, a TV episode of the Brady Bunch.
What the hell?
Where there was an episode of the Brady Bunch that said that all the Brady kids came down with the measles.
All of them.
All of them came down with the measles. And everybody, no one got vaccinations, no one got shots, mm-hmm. and everybody ended up being okay. That's the platform the anti-vaxxers have taken in today's date on the back of a Brady Bunch episode.
Well, they're stupid.
So everything I just said, if I said that based off of a TV show,
mm-hmm.
I have no credence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you can't, anti-vaxxers, listen to me, folks. I know you've got a point. I see your point. If I had another kid today, I would probably not have him vaccinated. But then again, I would be required if I want him to go to an Arizona public school.
You would really roll the dice, though, and not have them vaccinated.
It's going to roll the dice whether I'm having vaccinated, or it's going to roll the dice that he is getting vaccinated. It's the same thing. People are still getting sick whether they're vaccinated or not.
I don't think so, though. I mean, because rolling the dice is not just the measles. You've mentioned the measles over and over. But
because that's what everybody is focused on right now, because there is quote-unquote measles breakouts everywhere.
Like you said, I just had a kid. I should know all of these vaccinations off the top of my head. There's like something called like the CPAP.
Yeah.
There's all of these other ones. So you're opening...
You got your hepatitis A, B, and C.
So you're going to open them up to possibly getting all of those hepatituses just because, oh, well, shoot, a couple
You
people.
Got your tetanus shots.
Tetanus. You got all of these other shots.
All of those diseases existed.
You got your booster shots.
Thank you.
All of those diseases existed.
You got your rooster shots.
And there are millions of kids that did not get them in this country that have grown up to be healthy adults.
And
got your polios.
So when you play the numbers.
Your olios.
When you play the numbers.
Uh-huh.
There is no significant proof that the vaccinations work.
Scolios.
And there is no significant undeniable proof that the vaccinations don't work.
Can we play the numbers outside of the United States to underprivileged countries that don't have access to these vaccinations?
But
and
they
I bet
also
you
live,
those rates are a lot higher.
Of course they are, because their kids are running around playing with elephant dung.
And I'm just saying.
My kid's not going to play with elephant poop.
How do you know?
Because I don't have any elephants.
Where's your kid now? There's a zoo.
He's not playing with elephant poo.
You don't know what your kid's doing.
I sure as hell don't, because he's an adult now, so he's responsible. If he wants to go out and play with elephant poo, he can go play with elephant poo.
Hey, Corey, last week on the show, we talked about Coachella and the 11,000 people coming down with the herpes, right?
With the herpes.
That's like
with
me. Is this equivalent to me saying, you know what? They say wear a condom, but it's only 99% effective. I don't know nobody with herpes. I have friends that don't wear condoms all the time.
Okay, you're giving it an extreme scenario that my kid is going to be dumb and ignorant. If you see someone that's got hepatitis C, you don't want to go around them and you don't want to make...
What does somebody look like with hepatitis C?
Okay, and
have you looked in the mirror?
And it's not just dumb and ignorance. It's also chance, because you don't know who has hep C. And there's airborne contracted diseases.
Pathogens.
Yes.
And I know.
Did you get vaccinated for?
Yeah.
There are. And here's the thing.
And then, like, hep C can be transmitted from toilets. So, like, let's say he had to go sit down really quickly on the toilet and he didn't put that on the seat cover.
Yeah.
Because he didn't do that. But he runs the risk if he's not vaccinated. It's just like insurance. It's just in case some stuff happens.
But here's the thing. This is the way that I will look at it as well.
Mm-hmm.
I may or may not. I don't know. But I cannot get away from the fact that all of this media about vaccinations there's got to be some underlying idea that we will never know about.
Mm-mm.
Why are these vaccinations so damn important now and have always been so damn important since they were invented, but yet people are still dying and kicking up daisies because they got the vaccine or they didn't.
It's the same reason why bacon's so cheap.
Yeah, and soda is so cheap.
Exactly.
Why?
Dude, I'm telling you.
The government wants to kill us. Mm. We are more valuable dead than we are alive.
What was that movie? Oh, WALL-E. Wasn't WALL-E in the movie WALL-E? Mm-hmm. Wasn't he designed to serve the fat dudes, the fat people that never got up and moved around?
No.
I think he was.
WALL-E himself?
Yeah, I think he was.
No. He was a robot that, not yeah. WALL-E himself, but the purpose of the in that movie, wasn't there just like these globs of people that just didn't do anything but sit around on floating beds or chairs?
Yeah, that was true. WALL-E's job, though, was to clean up the Earth so that the people can come back.
Oh.
But then after they saw how bad Earth has gotten, they just kept the ship going and was like, hey, we just create these fat babies.
I don't know, DA. I don't know, man. I could argue, but I see your point. I could totally see your point.
Mm-hmm.
I can't get away from the conspiracy theorist. I can't get away from the conspiracy theory that there's something else in these vaccines.
And here's the thing. I'm a big conspiracy theorist myself, so.
How come you can't see where I'm coming from?
Not worth the risk. Not worth the risk.
We should be. Here's the thing. The one thing that we should have, mm-hmm. as we tie this up in a little bow, mm-hmm. and we come back with trailer talk, we should have the option. Whether we do or whether we don't, there should never be a mandate on what we put in our bodies.
Okay.
If you believe in the vaccinations, go get them. Pay for them and get them. Mm-hmm. You should not be forced to do it.
Okay.
Now, if there are some limitations that come with you not getting vaccinations and you can't go certain places, you can't go to public schools, then there should be alternatives for that.
Mm-hmm.
There should be anti-vaccine education.
Mm. It sounds like you want a resegregation. Put all the people that don't want to vax over here. Put all the vaxxers over here.
I want to vax you up right now.
I want to vax you up and down.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after this.
Ready to make it burn? Time for Fat Guy Radio Show.
Afterburn. So when you say you record your dreams, like you just wake up and then just start spouting off all the details you can remember your dream?
I started. I'll see if I can pull one up. But because I can never fully remember my dreams.
And this white guy wearing white,
that's me,
socks, white tidy whities, and a white wife beater.
Mm. Of course, I get an email.
Comes
middle of the night
through the bathroom door where I am on all fours, and he wasn't necessarily trying to attack me, but I was fighting him off.
The hell?
And there was no sound.
Afterburn. Hail to the chief engineer.
You're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show.
You know that I can use somebody. Uh-oh.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. We figured it out. Science has proven, and no, it's not vaccinations, DA. Science has proven that if you're afraid of the measles or anything like that,
uh-huh.
Afraid of the Z1U
uh-huh.
flu,
uh-huh.
the best cure for any of this is not found at your doctor's office.
Well, where will we find it?
You would find it on fatguyradioshow.com/afterburn.
Burn it all the way.
Burn, hey, that's what it's called, the afterburn. You know, you got the herpes, uh-huh. you have to worry about that burn.
Uh-huh.
You got to
worry about. If I ain't burning, I ain't learning.
You ain't burning, you ain't learning. Herpes, afterburn.
Mm.
Syphilis, afterburn. Gonorrhea,
Afterburn.
I was in on that one. Doing another one.
Runny nose.
Afterburn. There we go.
I'm telling you, folks, Afterburn at FatGuyRadioShow.com. This episode that we just released a few days ago, it was a good one. Talked about dreams. Talked about dreams and a little bit of the Phoenix Suns movement was discussed as well. So, folks, get the Afterburn. Not only is it an extra show a month, it helps power Fat Guy Radio Show on the Thursday show. So if you don't want it to go away, folks, come on. Get your subscription. FatGuyRadioShow.com/Afterburn. It's $3. And to make it easy for you, all you got to do is go to FatGuyRadioShow.com and right there, boom, bam, right in front of your face.
In your face.
It's a beautiful Afterburn banner. All you got to click $3 or $8, whichever one you want. Mm. It's that easy, folks. Help us out.
Take the eight.
It's really worth the eight. Trust me.
I say that a lot. Take that eight.
If these cameras could talk, I'd bust their lens up. All right, everybody. Welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. Enough about the anti-vaccinations. You guys got anything more to add on that?
Yes. And it's a big one. You could be right. They could be adding stuff because, like I said, I'm a conspiracy theorist and I'm also very ignorant.
True. So no argument here.
I don't know everything, but.
No argument here.
One thing I don't know is, have you heard of chemtrails?
Yes.
Isn't she a rapper?
Chemtrails, like a plane flying and it leaves that long streak. In the sky.
What about that DJ? Kim Trail? Is she a rapper?
I can't even take a sip of my water right now. That was a good one. That was a good one.
But
did she play at Coachella?
That was a good one.
She did. I especially love her song, Shout Out of the Cannon.
Yeah. And then that follow-up track of Shout Out of the Cannon. Okay, I won't. That's too much expensive equipment in front of
me. Do the Aquafina bit. Do it.
No, that's what I was about to go for. No, because you'll spit take all over that $4,000 iPad.
You can do it now.
I forgot it.
The clams in the river.
River clams. Shout out of the cannon.
River clam lattes.
She didn't go... She didn't go very far. She didn't go very far. But she...
She has carpal tunnel in both legs.
Because she landed wrong. I don't know why that is so funny.
Did I just watch that the other day?
We did just watch it the other day.
I didn't watch it.
I watched it again all by myself yesterday, last night, too. All right. So, D.A., what were you saying?
Y'all are...
Sorry, inside joke. I apologize.
It's not even an inside joke. It's an outside joke. It's just not funny. Aquafina is not funny.
Will you please make your comments?
Chemtrails.
Yeah. Chemtrails. I think that's...
Playing at Coachella at 7 o'clock.
But a new song, Herb Got the Herps.
That's where the herpes came from Coachella. It was performance of chemtrails.
Yeah.
Can I move?
She got the herbs.
Go ahead.
Can I move?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I think the chemtrails are leaving chemtrails.
That comes out of the back of the planes.
Aeroplanes.
It's my aeroplane.
And I think that is the real poison, not the vaccinations. I think what they're shooting in the atmosphere is the real poison. Because then they can just give it to everybody. You don't have a choice.
But the government isn't as involved. Well, there's the AVA. Mm. That's a register of the government. But the thing is that those chemtrails that you call in the sky, that has been scientifically proven over and over that is just a reaction from the heat of the jet fuel coming through the blades of the plane and mixing with the different atmospheric pressure up air. Because if that was the case, then how come those chemtrails aren't, you know, steadily always behind a plane? They only appear at a certain altitude.
Yeah, but
the air is thicker.
But not after every plane, though. Not every plane causes those things.
Because every plane flies at a different altitude.
And they're still there all day. And I love how you're interjecting science into this one. And scientists have proven, one way or another, we're all going to die.
We are all going to die.
We're all going to be the Sun City, and then we're all going to go.
Yeah, we're all going to die, or we're all just going to, you know.
So all I'm saying is...
Have a birth announcement and then die in a car accident.
Wow.
Sorry, folks.
You went straight for another jugular. He didn't catch it, though.
No, I did an afterburn because this is an afterburn segment.
He wasn't even paying attention.
I mean, things are going to kill us, D.A. People, I mean, you can't even wash chicken anymore.
Did you hear about that stupid stuff?
Yeah, I heard a little bit about
it. Question. Do you wash your chicken?
I do wash my chicken.
Well, you shouldn't.
And I know why I shouldn't, because they've even talked about this on Food Network, where you shouldn't wash your chicken because the water droplets from the chicken splash all over your kitchen and can become harmful on your surfaces. But I have this, there's this invention that scientists came up with called Lysol. And there's this Lysol kitchen cleaner that I use on all my surfaces, especially when I'm handling meat.
But see, I got it. But the counter argument to that is, too, when you cook the chicken, the heat is going to kill all the bacteria on the chicken anyway.
That is very true. But I sometimes when I'm budget shopping, believe it or not, I do budget shop. But sometimes when I'm budget shopping, I get the not Foster Farms chicken. I get the non-brand name chicken.
Yeah.
And sometimes those chickens come, especially if you get wings and thighs or wings and legs. Mm-hmm. Sometimes those chickens come with a little extra feathering. There's some still feathers.
Shut your mouth.
There is
still, I have never bought no chicken with feathers.
You ain't looking close enough, brother.
I'm not shopping cheap enough.
It may not be feather.
Uh-huh.
But the feather is connected to a little
neck gristle, bone.
A little gristly insert into the chicken skin. And that little gristly insert may not have any feather in it, but can still be in the skin of the chicken.
Wow.
So when I get my chicken, I clean my chicken thoroughly to look for those little extra inserts. Now, yes, they are edible. The whole chicken is edible.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, when I'm preparing food, I don't want that in my food. So, yes, I wash my chicken and I look for those little feather pockets is what I call them. Even though it's not the actual term.
I saw a feather.
But they are. Anytime you buy chicken with skin on it, there are, because it's such a quick process for that chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes that machine don't get all them feathers.
Oh, and that may be another thing. I get my chicken boneless, skinless.
If you're getting it boneless and skinless, it has been so thoroughly overprocessed, you ain't got to even worry about chicken flavor being in it. Chicken, I mean, when I go boneless too, I go boneless thighs. I made teriyaki boneless thighs the other night over balsami rice.
It's funny how he cooks all this stuff and we don't see none of it.
Because you don't live with me.
And you only need the straight one.
But I guess this whole don't wash raw chicken, according to a tweet that the CDC tweeted out on April 26th, washing can spread germs from the chicken to other food and utensils in the kitchen. I knew that. But that issue was squashed by cleanliness.
Mm. Yeah.
I mean, yes, when you're handling chicken and it's under the water and it's under running water and it's flopping all over the place. Number one, I wear kitchen gloves.
You would, all bougie.
It's not a bougie.
I wear
thing.
Kitchen gloves too.
To cook?
Yes.
And to cook and to wash.
Yeah. Me and Dite have even
two different sets of gloves.
Yeah.
So you get disposable gloves for the cooking, and then you get these rubber gloves for the washing.
That's the most bougie crap I've ever heard.
And no.
You get the disposable gloves, and Dite actually was showing me a way to get the glove off without actually coming in contact with my skin. Because like if I'm making a meatloaf, or like when I made those smash hamburgers that I put up on my Instagram, my 80-20 hamburgers up on Instagram, those were absolutely delicious because I got that new griddle and I turned that new griddle all the way up and I made it into a little meatball, then I put it on the griddle and I smashed it down with my new burger smasher. Oh my God, the crust on those things was amazing. But anyway, when I was making those meatballs, I didn't use my hands. I didn't use my bare hands. I had on gloves. But as soon as I made all the meatballs, I ripped those gloves off, threw them away, put on another pair of gloves to do seasoning or anything like that. But I understand what the CDC is trying to say. Don't wash your chicken because of the droplets.
Mm-hmm.
But you just got to keep your kitchen clean, bro.
Yeah.
You gotta clean your stuff. You gotta just not wipe off your countertops. You have to go the extra mile and wipe off your blinds, and you got to wipe off your spigot on your sink. You know what I mean? You got to wipe off every surface in your kitchen because those droplets are just in the air coming back down. And yes, they can cause E. coli.
And see, I do a cleanliness too. Like I take the chicken out of the packaging and then I'll wash it and then I'll put it in the pot. You know, I'll boil the chicken and then I'll put it right back on the same packaging.
Yeah.
Just to, you know, so I can get all the leftover juices that were in there.
Well, no.
To soak in the chicken and then I cut it up.
You don't
want
to do that.
And then I don't usually put salt and pepper on it either. I just eat it.
You, okay, putting the chicken, cleaning the chicken and putting it back in its original casings is the worst thing you can do.
Why?
Because as soon as you crack that package of chicken open, you have exposed it to the air.
Exactly.
You've exposed it to the air, which is where E. coli comes from. The bacteria in the air mixes with the juices from the chicken. And when it sits for a certain time and reaches a certain temperature, when it drops in temperature, that's why you don't leave chicken out. When it drops in temperature, that's when E. coli develops, you boob.
That's why and I cook it.
And you're putting your chicken back into the E. coli base?
Well, no, just the packaging where I took the chicken out. After I cook it, I put it back in.
You don't want to. No, you don't put your chicken back in the casing that it came out of. That's why that casing is built to be disposable. You take that chicken out. You know what the move is? You know what my move is? My move is this.
I don't picture anything being your move.
This is my move when it comes to preparing chicken. Okay, like when I'm making fajitas.
All right.
When I'm making oven fajitas, I have chicken breast. Okay? I take the chicken breast out of the containers that I put them in, and I wash them under the sink, and I put them in another bowl. And then the packaging that the chicken breast came out of goes into a separate, I keep those little plastic bags from the grocery store, goes into the separate little plastic bag because I don't want, there is nothing worse than leaving chicken wrappings in your trash can overnight.
Yeah.
Especially if you're not housing the cooked chicken to put it back in.
You don't put the cooked chicken back in that housing. That's disgusting. That's, you know what? Just drink the chicken blood right out of the thing, Igor.
Well, sometimes I overcook the chicken, so how am I supposed to get the chicken juicy again? What's better than to use the old chicken juices?
You want your chicken to be juicy? Cook them properly. You're hammering that chicken, bro.
I don't hammer the chicken. That's what a cow is for.
You're hammering the cow.
I don't get it. What if I wear gloves? Will that make it better?
No. Only if you wear the gloves over your face. What is wrong with this dude?
I have no idea.
What is? I mean, it's not as bad. It's not as bad as what's happening to shrimp.
What's happening to shrimp?
Oh, we'll do trailer talk after this break, and then we'll talk. We'll end the show talking about shrimp. And yeah,
I'm learning so much.
You are today. We are educating everybody today. Isn't it beautiful?
No.
Oh, we'll be right back. Actually, hold on a minute. Give me pad for me for just a second.
Oh, he wants us the pad so he can check the pad for the pad with the pad with the pad pad pad.
Oh, okay. I can do it huskily.
Well, I want to play
huskily.
Huskily.
Oh, so you build them ladders.
Oh, I wasn't going to play this commercial this week because Little D isn't here, but it's just way too good for me not to play it. So I'm going to play it right now. And I didn't have it loaded, so I'm going to play it from another system. So, you know what? Actually, hold on. Talk two more seconds, boys, and I'll load it in.
We might as well just have a whole nother little trailer talk.
Oh.
Because I want to talk about Kawhi, man. He looking good.
You don't want to talk
today?
About...
Today?
No, not today.
See, how come I tell you guys to pad for me and the first thing you go to is sports?
Because I love basketball.
Ball is life.
Ball is life, son.
All right. The commercial is loaded. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back on Fat Guy Radio Show. Stick around during this commercial break. It's hilarious. Give me a reason
to... Are you tired of being overweight? Is the summer a concern for you because you're not beach body ready? Introducing the newest and most successful weight loss plan that doesn't require you to diet, work out, or pay for a gym membership. Matter of fact, all you need for this weight loss plan is Mother Nature and a friend or enemy. Introducing the Bee and Cricket Weight Loss Plan. Simply get a close friend or a close enemy, have them find a bee and or a cricket, and have them chase you with it. We guarantee you will run, jump, scream, fart, and pee the pounds away. The scientist at Afterburn Labs has proven that your natural fear of being stung by a bee or having a cricket jump on you causes the endorphins in your body to release adrenaline that will make you move. Here's the creator of the Bee and Cricket Workout Plan, Corey Blaze. Get the pounds away and have the beach bronze body in no time. Visit FatGuyRadioShow.com/afterburn. Get your subscription and start saying goodbye to those extra pounds. The Bee and Cricket Workout Plan. Available now at FatGuyRadioShow.com/afterburn.
The B
Bee and Cricket workout plan is not an actual workout plan and will prove no results. Bee stings can be lethal and crickets can carry diseases. This commercial is nothing more than a shrill for a bonus show subscription. Please consult your doctor or your nearest drug lord before beginning any workout plan. No purchase necessary except for the subscription of a bonus show. May cause anal leakage.
Sometimes we're funny, sometimes we suck.
Just when you thought they had nothing more to say, here's more Fat Guy Radio Show right here on FatGuyRadioShow.com. You understand, flower?
I think your love will be... All right, ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Target, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, Target at FatGuyRadioShow.com is your outdoor oasis with deals on outdoor dining sets for large patios and large and small patios, more personal dining sets for those of you that just want to have a little bistro set out back, conversation outdoor furniture sets as well, and get the kiddos ready with UPF 50 rated swimwear that is adorable on your little person, set to splash with baby girls, and toddler boy swimwear. Do all your Target shopping through the Target banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com or have it delivered to your door or picked up at your favorite store. No matter which way you want it, it always starts at FatGuyRadioShow.com. Target, expect more, pay less. And welcome back to the show. B and Cricket workout plan.
That's my favorite workout.
That's legit. I saw B the other week and I ran from that mug.
Did you lose anything?
Nah.
His mind.
My man card.
Remember, the B and Cricket workout plan is... I did that in one take. That is not sped up, I am proud to say.
I believe
it. Wow.
Yeah. Our new system is great, isn't it?
I'm just astounded at what that mouth do.
Do a lot more than that, too.
It could do a whole lot more, but that's not what we're here for. We're here for trailer talk. Hey.
The movies aren't out. It's the trailers we'll see. It's time for trailer talk.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we review the trailers because the trailers are free.
Free.
Been here six months.
One day.
Diego, get it.
I've been here for 6 months and one day.
Today's trailer, ladies and gentlemen, is Gemini. Gemini Man. Gemini Man is an innovative action thriller starring Will Smith as Henry Brogan, an elite assassin who is suddenly targeted and pursued by a mysterious young operative that seemingly can predict his every move. The film is directed by Academy Award-winning filmmaker Ang Lee and produced by renowned producers Jerry. Nobody cares about the producers, DA. Also starring Mary Elizabeth Winstead, Clive Owen, and Benedict Cumberbatch. Benedict Wong. Gemini Man opens in theaters October 11, 2019. Let's start with too much information in the notes, DA.
I actually want to know why DT went,
Benedict Wong. He's
Benedict Cumberbatch.
He played alongside Benedict Cumberbatch in Doctor Strange.
Oh, that's the bald monk dude. Okay.
That's
going to be a good one. I want to see where the movie goes because it kind of looks like they ruined it.
You didn't watch the trailer.
No, I watched the trailer.
I'm about to say, you selected the trailer.
Well, I'm saying if you would listen with your big ass headphones on, just use them for a second.
Who is he talking to?
I'm talking to you.
He sure as hell ain't talking to
y'all.
Me. He don't know who I am.
Hey, so, okay.
Don't let these fancy clothes. Don't let these clothes. Don't let these fancy clothes fool you. I'm from the projects.
Fancy.
He ain't white. He ain't black. He's very dirty.
That's a citizen watch. Anyways, I'm not going to go there.
And I'm wearing a pointer finger ring today. I'm white.
It confused me because it felt like the twist should be him chasing himself, right? But it's called Gemini Man, so obviously he's split in two because Geminis are two-faced or whatever.
Oh, I didn't tie that together. Thank you for sharing that. I didn't.
I didn't either.
Okay,
Gemini's gonna die twice because it's the twin fishes.
It's the twin fishes. So I guess it's in the title, but it would have been a nice twist, no?
It would have been a nice twist.
But so they revealed that in the trailer that a younger him is chasing, or a cloned him is chasing him and wants to assassinate him. So I mean, I liked it.
You liked it?
8 out of 9.
8 out of 9. All right, we get to our ratings at the end. DT, what do you take on Gemini Man?
It's predictable. At first, I thought it was an iRobot type of movie because the opening scene where the younger Will Smith is talking to like whoever it is patching him up was talking about he knew every move and like it's like he knew what I was gonna do before I was gonna do it. It's like, what's going on? And the way he was talking, it literally looked like it was a robot that was talking.
Mm-hmm.
Just the CGI of it.
I thought it was
a robot.
Mm-hmm.
And then later on in the trailer, they revealed that the dude got cloned.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, so that was just bad CGI work. And then at parts, it looks like they made Will play himself as younger Will, clean shaven, and then just like makeup did up.
Yeah, it's
the continuity is all off for me right now, but it's predictable. The storyline is going to be the same. Younger Will's going to be combative and like have this inner turmoil of having to kill older himself, and he's going to find himself at having this intelligence and being like, wait, I am my own person. You cloned a man to kill the same man,
right. But
I'm my own person. I'm going to team up with him and we're going to kill the powers to be. That's what's going to end up happening.
And that's what I think is going to happen too. That's funny.
Okay, so you kind of got the same thing that I kind of got away from it. Let me ask you this. Is there any other movie that had this storyline to it?
Not that I know.
I couldn't think of another movie that had the storyline where a double of you, you had to go kill the double of you. I mean, I thought about like Face Off, but that wasn't
no.
That was more about identity theft than it was anything. But
yeah, and I'm thinking Total Recall
is some
is
like
similar.
The storyline that someone is duplicated and the original has to kill the duplication is the overtone of this movie.
Yes.
The Island.
I haven't seen it.
That's similar to like a Brave New World where there's clones and stuff like
but those
that.
Those are clones that never know about clones, and the originals in The Island. Which I've seen that I love that movie. The Island, the original people never go back to kill.
That's
the rich
true.
People just bought them for when things go wrong with them. They can
That's
part,
true.
Piece them out
Spoiler
for parts.
Spoiler alert.
This movie's been out for 20 years.
I know. That was before Ewan McGregor even did, or Ethan McGregor, or whatever
I
his name did.
That movie.
Friggin', before he became Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Wait, he was an actor?
Okay, so this one, my take on this is that I think this one might be on my hit list.
Okay,
I think this might be on my hit list because I'm a fan of Will Smith.
Yeah,
and I did learn to DT's chagrin a few years ago where he told me that Will Smith is a sci-fi actor when I argued him down and said Will Smith is not a sci-fi actor, and he said, dude. That's
literally
all the movies
every
he's done.
Movie he's Independence Day.
I know.
I guess the only one would be his first one, the Six Degrees of Separation, where he was like.
But
yeah,
I agree with you, DT, that it is predictable. My thought process is that the movie is predictable from the trailer because he's either going to kill his double or they're going to find a way to both coexist.
I like the way he said that was he's either going to kill his double.
Mm-hmm.
Because he didn't specify if the old one was going to kill the young one or the young one's going to kill
but
the old one.
But you're just assuming that the young one, how do you know which one's the double? I would assume the older one is the main one
but
and the younger one's the double.
But think about it,
the younger one is the double. What are you talking about?
What's the most predictable form of a movie, though? That they both start to fight each other, mm-hmm. and then they realize, hey, we're actually not different. We're actually the same. I love you, brother. I love you, brother. And then they live together.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's the predicticality.
Stepbrothers right there. That was the whole plot.
There we go.
Pretty much.
I think that's the predicticality of this movie. It's standard action. You know what I mean? But, you know, but I kind of like that the trailer showed that Will's character heart started getting into it.
Yeah.
You know, so that kind of leads me to the fact that they're going to make some way to coexist.
I love I'm just like, listen to you describe it. I love the fact that you're not saying which Will. You're just saying Will's character because there's two characters. He's playing two characters.
No, there's the short-haired one. That's the older one, right?
I didn't differentiate between the two.
There's goatee and no goatee.
I wasn't looking at the goatee. I was looking at the haircuts.
I might see this one.
There was one with like a flat top.
The goatee is part of the haircut. Your facial hair is part of your haircut.
There's a flat top.
So there's a dude who's clean shaven.
Okay. Clean shaven.
And there's a dude who has facial hair.
Okay.
Old facial hair is old guy.
Yes, okay.
And
facial
flat
hair is
top
old guy.
With clean shave
is young
with the
one.
Army cut because mm-hmm. he's still in the army is the young one.
And then that's
he's
the one
clone.
And that's the one they're stitching up.
He's the one who looks like he's been horribly CGI'd.
Do you think
he's the one who looks like an android?
Do you think the twist is going to come where they don't know who's the double and who's not?
No, because one looks noticeably 20 years younger than the other one.
Oh, okay.
But does it matter, though? What if they clone him at a younger age, put him in a tank, and he's already old in the tank? That could be another twist, too. Your mind is not open.
Okay. So you're saying they're going to take a cryogenically frozen older Will Smith.
Yes.
Clone him into a younger one and then put that one into a tank and let that one age in the tank?
No. You're not listening. This is your mind. This is how I want your mind.
This is your mind.
I'm closing my hands. That's your mind right
now. Okay, well then explain to me instead of criticizing my mind.
What I'm trying to tell you is younger Will Smith goes into the army. Fresh-faced Will Smith goes into the army. He gets a tetanus shot. They take that tetanus shot juice. They put it in a tank. They say, how old would you like this Will Smith to be? They type in 40. And they make a 40-year-old Will Smith. And that's your mind being open.
No, because your theory was just negated by the trailer. You didn't watch it.
Yes, I did.
Because if you watched it, you will understand that the younger one said, you cloned a man and then had sent that clone to kill that man, talking about himself killing the older guy because he's the one who's been sent to kill himself.
Maybe he's understanding it wrong.
I really want to ruin Shrimp for AK-47, if that's okay.
You can't ruin Shrimp.
And that's been Trailer Talk.
The movies aren't out. It's the trailers, Will.
Yeah, we get it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the show.
So who won? Did
exactly.
I win?
Exactly. That's what I was. No,
did
you're
I
not.
Win?
No, we're not going to argue this because he just gave me the inside, and I want to ruin Coke. I want to ruin Shrimp.
Ruin it.
Bring up this the audio one track, please. I want to ruin Shrimp because Shrimp has now has one of Robin Thicke's favorite songs in it. Shrimp, ladies and gentlemen, traces of cocaine has been found. A pesticide detected in the UK shrimp.
Is that a real song?
Yeah, this is Robin Thicke.
Shut
cocaine.
Up. That's smooth.
This is from his album, The Evolution of Robin Thicke.
You're trying to ruin cocaine? You just made it more appealing.
I know. If Robin Thicke's cocaine is going to be in my shrimp, I'm in it. So AK-47, small amounts of cocaine, pesticides, and other contaminations have been detected in UK freshwater shrimp. Scientists said that we found that the most frequently detected compounds were illicit drugs, including cocaine, ketamine, and banned pesticides, Finneron, from the King's College London Environmental Toxicologist report. For years, scientists have found these traces of illicit drugs, pharmaceuticals, and pesticides in drinking water around the world. A newer area of study is looking at how these chemicals impact wildlife living in these ecosystems. So if you're getting imported scrimps, they come in with a little bit of Robin Thicke cocaine.
So now the price is going to go up.
Yeah, because the cocaine is expensive.
Party
drug.
Shrimp.
Yeah, I know, for real. So can we put the shrimp, can we put it in baking soda and sell it and bag it up and sell it to the black community?
We could do that, or we can just have a big old crab boil.
Or we can have what did she say? Cocaine gumbo.
Gumbo. Oh my God!
Can you picture the older generation? Why are you sniffing my gumbo?
I'm just trying to get all the aroma, Grandma. I'm just getting the aroma.
You know what? AK-47.
Doing shrimp lines.
AK-47, you got the title of the show, Cocaine Gumbo.
That's my type of party. Invite Robin Thicke.
I'm trying to do a line of shrimp.
Okay, we going on that one. Hey, everybody, light up that shrimp. I'm ready to go. How do you snort that, though? Shrimps are pretty large.
You cut it up, you dumbo.
Yeah, you got to slice it.
God.
You got one more fat joke this year, and I'm going to
kill. How is that a fat joke?
Dumbo is a big elephant.
Oh, yeah.
Mother trucker. You already got some cocaine gumbo, don't you?
I sure do on my gums.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, my apologies to Justin Bieber. We just plumb ran out of time. Today's show was brought to you by Home Depot. Shop now at fatguyradioshow.com/Home Depot for all of your Home Depot needs. Ladies and gentlemen, more Home Depot, more savings, more doing at the Home Depot. Drop us a letter, comment, or question anytime to fatguyradioshow@gmail.com or send a gift. We love surprises to Box 41506, Phoenix, Arizona 85080. We're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Make sure to look us up, follow, and share. For Daniel Taylor.
What's up?
Doug, the DA Andrew.
Holla.
And my little brother, who is under the weather, is why he's not here.
Yeah, buddy!
I had to go take care. I had to play big brother and take care of him and take him some medication.
Because
his wife don't care. Yes, I took him some cocaine gumbo. All right, ladies and gentlemen, tell everybody you know about the show. And when they ask you, what's it all about, look them dead in their red-blooded eyes and say, cocaine gumbo! They'll make you laugh or depress the hell out of you. But you won't know until... screw that up. Take two. They'll depress the hell... Take three. They'll make you laugh or depress the hell out of you, but you won't know until you listen. Not like I've been saying it for 8 years.
Right.
Join us next week. See you at the top.
Hello.
Cocaine gumbo.
Hey, before you go, I want to remind you, once again, subscribe to our bonus show, Afterburn, by visiting fatguyradioshow.com/afterburn and get your subscription and become a Patreon member today through our partnership with Patreon. That's fatguyradioshow.com/afterburn.